This is The Rock, Bill Latson. Welcome to Newsmakers. My guest is first baseman Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves. He believes the rebuilding is over and the Braves are ready to win this year. Here's what he had to say. Enjoy the podcast. I'm with Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves. Freddie, thank you so much for being on my show. You recently celebrated your seventh opening day as a Brave, and which is a record for a first baseman. Tell me how you feel about making that record.
It feels good. You know, it's always been a dream of mine when I got here was to stay with this organization because they, you know, and saw me as a 17-year-old kid out of California, and, you know, gave me every opportunity to get here and get here quickly. When I was 20 years old, they called me up. So, you know, it's been a true blessing to be in this organization, and obviously to keep being here after seven years in the big leagues, you know, and we still got hopefully four or five more to go on this contract and sign another one. But it's been, it's been a true blessing to be in this organization, and it feels good to be here.
I think things are going to go well for you guys, and I look at this roster now. Everyone's talking about rebuilding, but I think this team can win. What do you think?
I think the rebuilding is pretty much over. You know, we obviously have the number one farm system for the last 2 years, and then our team, you know, this year has a chance to win. And it's a very potent lineup, and we got five starters who are going to give us a chance to win. And you know, our bullpen is young, but with Jim Johnson anchoring in it, I think it's one of our strengths. And you know, obviously we got a real balanced lineup now with left right all the way through. And you know, just like you saw yesterday, intentionally walked me and Matt picked it up. And you know, that's going to be us this year, you know, picking each other up.
Talk about the addition of Brandon Phillips. I think that was a big signing.
It's big. You know, obviously Brandon is a consistent player for about 13-14 years, gold glove second baseman. You know, our middle up the middle defense with him and Dansby and Ender, I think it's one of the best in the game. And you know, to win ball games, you got to catch the ball and not give extra outs, and that's what we got this year, is a really solid defense.
Freddie, what about your personal improvement? I'm talking about on the field. What do you want to do to improve?
The only thing I try and do every year is stay healthy. If I stay healthy, I think the numbers will be there at the end of the year. But personal improvement, there's not really. I don't really think personal. I want to get back to the playoffs, and I'll do anything I can to help this team get back to the playoffs. And you know, I went 0-for-5 yesterday, and we won the game. You know, and then I'll go 0-for-5 every day if we win games. So there's no really personal improvement. I haven't been to the playoffs since 2013. I want to get back.
I was doing some research, and talk about Charlie, your son.
Yeah. My son's about to be 7 months old, and the best thing that's ever happened. He's very special to me. He was born September 15th during the last couple of weeks of the season. So, it's obviously my first son with my wife, and you know, it's been a blessing. And the past 7 months have been the best time of my life. And you know, I'm going to be going home after the Pittsburgh series to go see him for a couple of days before we go back on the road. So I'm looking forward to it.
You are Canadian descent, and talk about playing for the WBC team.
It was a very special time for me and my family. Obviously, my dad is from Windsor, and my mom from Toronto, and my mom passed away when I was 10 years old. So the reason why I played for Canada was because of my mother, and I wanted to honor her. And you know, it was just, even though we didn't play very well as a team, and it was still one of the best baseball experiences I've ever had.
Well, in what way?
Because to honor a family member, and especially my mother, you know, there's nothing better to do that. You know, I don't think anybody in my family thought anybody would put on a Canadian uniform since my whole family went to California. And, you know, it was a special time because I knew she had a front row seat, and she was watching every second of it, and I flew my dad out. So, you know, it was a special time for the Freeman family, and, you know, it just meant the world to me.
Did you go to Expos games?
I did not, because I grew up in California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite team?
I grew up an Angels fan.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Talk about Chipper Jones. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame soon. Mm-hmm. He must mean a lot to you.
He does. You know, I got to spend the last 3 years of his career together, and, you know, I definitely learned a lot and how he prepared. And, you know, it's pretty special to see someone play their whole career with one team. And you know, obviously I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer here, so it's going to be a special time next year seeing another Brave get elected. We've had a few over the past couple of years, so you know, he means the world to me. He kind of took me under his wing, showed me the ropes, and, you know, he's still a close friend.
I spoke to Mark DeRosa about him. He called him the best mentor he ever had. And what did he teach you?
He just taught me how to prepare, what to look for, tendencies in pitchers. You know, that pitchers can be very repetitive in their nature. So it's, when you go through a sequence, you always want to remember that sequence. You always kind of put it in the back of your head. And, you know, he prepared like no one else that I've ever seen. He was always in the video room trying to find something to get the better edge. And, you know, he had a 300 career hitter with 468 home runs. It's whatever he says, you listen. So he knew what he was doing. And, you know, just to be able to spend any kind of time with him, it means the world to anybody in this clubhouse.
That guy's not afraid to speak his mind either.
No, he's not.
Listen, thank you so much, Freddie.
Yep.